I was wondering, could we have something that on altered states of consciousness?
Altered states of consciousness. Yes, of course. We will give our next meeting over to that conversation. Do you wish it to be in connection with anything in particular?
I was thinking of alternate realities and
wish to expand your mind and your thinking. I understand.
Yes.
So, as we come together next time, we will discuss that for you.
Thank you.
This evening, we will have some questions for you.
Yes, I think Jim has a question for you. He's written it down so that he will remember the whole question. Is it okay if we light a torch towards the end of the room?
Yes.
Thank you.
I will some changes.
When I read the transcript about the question, who am I realized I know very little apart from the ego I. I've learned that I am spirit, temporarily dwelling in my human body, and will at some time in the future return to the spirit world, which I must say I know nothing about. Your suggestions, I am love, I am all knowledge, and I am energy, lead me to the conclusion that I need instruction in these basic concepts. But if I am all knowledge, the answers, possibly, should come from within. Also, I am energy, leads me to think that the physical energies I know of, for example, heat, light, electricity, magnetism, are not what this is all about. Would it be possible to define spiritual energy in the way that other energies are defined? In addition, George has now given me the transcripts of meetings since the first in 1994. So there is a great deal for me to learn from this source. Your advice on how best to proceed would be very welcome.
Thank you, my dear friends. You, as we know, as this planet is a young planet, you, my dear friend, are young in terms of understanding. As far as others within this room are more knowledgeable. You will not understand every idea or concept that has been placed before you in 1 second. It is a gradual build of knowledge, knowledge which has always been, of course, but to you who are clothed in the human garb, you need to be constantly reminded of indeed who you are. And when you speak of spiritual energy, your scientists, even at this present day, are beginning to understand the refinements of known energies. But spiritual energy cannot be fully understood whilst you inhabit this planet. Because you see, spiritual energy belongs indeed to a different dimension of energy. Are you following me?
I am following what you say.
Yes. I have spoken much about life in our world, which is of course pure energy. I will say to you briefly, my dear friend, that you already are spirit, and this I feel you accept now, as well as physical matter. When that overcoat is placed to one side, and you come to our world, there are many levels of spiritual energy. Many that I could discuss with you, but as of now, I have not discussed it even with my dear friends in this group. But because of your interest in spiritual energy, we will make one evening dedicated to that topic. It is a refinement of the energy which exists already. It becomes more and more refined. But I will discuss it with you in a more understandable way, that you may understand what spiritual energy is. I am sure you will understand my words when I bring them to you. Because what you cannot at this time fully understand is the complexity of the levels within spirit. Most people upon this planet know only that you come to our world as spirit and that you progress, but they are not aware of how you progress through those spiritual energies, and this I will discuss with you. Are you happy with that?
Yes. Plenty there to think about, yes.
I suggest that you do read what has been spoken, and you will come to some understanding.
Yes.
But you will not understand it in one moment.
Thank you.
But I would suggest to you that, of course, you also begin to know and understand who and what you are. And once that understanding comes to fruition, you will wonder why you had those human egos in place. Because the beauty of your true selves will bring to you all of the inner knowledge that you possess. I want you, my dear friends, to take command of your physical lives in such a way that the spiritual part of you, which you are now, will be so strong that it would almost seem that you belong in our world. But of course you know that can never be with all of your human frailties and fears and worries. But it is possible, my dear friends, for you to be in command of your own true spirit. And this I urge you to think about most carefully. But my dear friends, I will give you more on spiritual energy for your understanding and how it works within our world.
Thank you. All called to that.
Would you like another question?
I will take another.
Did you want to comment on the Nevada desert, George?
Well, yes, we have a most interesting meeting with Bonior last week also. And it seemed to develop into a three-way discussion involving Jan's clairvoyance. And she was shown various pictures. And it was mentioned through Bonior, through Jan, that the beings who accompanied Bonior had previously visited a region of Earth known as the Nevada Desert. I was aware that there are interesting ancient rock pictures in that region. And I obtained a copy of these. And
Jan had already made drawings of the beings who accompanied Bonior. And I find that the drawings from the rocks in the Nevada desert are very similar. In particular, they have larger than human hands and considerably wider than human heads. I really intended talking further with Jan and Bonio on this, but would you have any comment to add? We'd be very glad if you have.
Indeed, I do have a comment, of course. It never ceases to amaze us that you, as human beings, feel that you are some kind of a select race, when, in fact, as I have told you many times, there is more to all of existence than this planet Earth, and to which you now have some further knowledge.
I think we're becoming more and more aware of this all the time.
But I have told you, my dear friends, in past times, past, present, future, are as one, and that all the things that we would speak about would indeed be given or shown in some other way. As you now realize, many of your ancient civilizations on this planet had much superior knowledge than you do today.
Yes.
And by their way of demonstrating what they knew, today it has become a source of knowledge for those who are seeking. Therefore, my dear friends, I say only, why do you continue to be so surprised?
Well, it's not just surprise. I think there's also delight there.
Yes.
that these visitors in the past have made their mark in this way.
For you all now to discover in your own time and in your own way. And again, we have returned to our topic of last time of synchronicity.
Yes.
So, that is the few words that I tender to you this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have your words on that.
Now, I will continue to work with this instrument. I will tell you, my dear friend, that we are attempting other things through this one. But for the moment, that is all you need much